Right, Maria, what you got for us?
So, you know I'm a soap fan.
Yes, you are. You love your stories.
In Coronation Street, do you know Audrey Roberts?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been in it forever, hasn't she?
She's been
Gail,
in it.
Don't be worried about that, Gail.
She's still doing it.
She is. And she looks, I don't know, maybe if I look back, I'll think different. But to me, she looks exactly the same as she did when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah.
I'm watching it with my mother.
I think she looked 50 when she was 17. I think that's the difference.
But to be fair, she's held since then.
Yeah, she has, yeah.
So she caught up with herself. Tonight on UTV at 8 o'clock, there is Coronation Street icon Audrey Roberts' 40 fabulous years.
40 years on a
40
show.
40 years,
incredible.
Yeah. So I think that's a lovely one to watch. Also, on Tuesday, on Channel 4, 9:15, The British Tribe Next Door. So you know Scarlett Moffat.
Scarlett Moffat, hang on.
Remind us.
Do you remember she came from Gogglebox UK, then she was working with Anton Deck.
Yes.
She lost loads of weight, so she had DVDs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then she was a team captain on some panel show, but I can't remember what one. Actually, was it? The way Keith Lemon does a Through the Keyhole. Not sure if it was that or it's another show. Anyway, it's the most unlikely person to do something like this ever. But so it's called The British Tribe Next Door. So she goes to, it's a tribe in, I want to say this right now. Oh, Namibia. I was going to say Zimbabwe, which is not the case.
I wish you did.
You might have got a few emails from somebody from Zimbabwe looking for your bank details.
Well, the Himba people live in huts. And she goes over to, like, see them and take part in all their traditions and all that kind of stuff.
Scarlett Moffat is doing some kind of, like, eye-opening expose undiscovered tribes in Africa.
I think what's lovely about it is she just is very unassuming and she'll talk to the camera the way she'll sit and talk to her mates in the pub about these people.
She'll start handing out her DVDs. They'll all be losing weight in no time.
So that's 9:15 on Channel 4. That's Tuesday. Then there's a new series on Channel 4 on Thursday at 9 o'clock. It's called The Accident. It's a four-part series. Your woman, what is her name? Sarah Lancashire. She actually was in Coronation Street as well. She was Curly's missus, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She kind of heads it up, but it's basically about an accident in the Welsh Valleys that's not dissimilar to the Grenfell Towers.
Okay.
So they're kind of trying to base it around that. Right. Like, so it's a four-part series. That's Thursday, 9 o'clock on Channel 4.
I would have said the accident was about Man United actually getting a draw. One day.
He's been waiting all day.
One day.
Some opportunity. That's the best he's got so far.
His life is just full of lads leaning out of vans around here going, all right, Dave, up the pill. All right, Dave.
Yeah, he's not wrong, lads. He's not wrong.
I have two movies for you, right?
Go on.
One is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life, and the other one is definitely worth a watch.
Okay.
They're both on Netflix.
Well, do the good one first.
Okay, the good one is called Fractured. It's Sam Worthington. Yeah, it's a thriller. It's his family go missing in a hospital, his wife and his daughter, and he's trying to find them. He thinks something dodgy's going on.
I like Sam Worthington.
Yeah, he's kind of rough and ready, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like a sandpapered Mark Wahlberg from Australia.
He actually is.
Wow. Yeah. This is a description for you. If that doesn't go on his Wikipedia immediately.
How you doing? What's up? Sandpapering me. Okay. Yeah, what do you sandpaper me for?
Okay.
Yeah. So, Mark Wahlberg. I'm Sam Worthington.
Oh, it's like he's in the room. I mean,
say hi to your mother for me.
So that's on Netflix now.
Okay.
Fractured.
That's good.
Yeah. That's good.
What's bad?
One good, one bad.
The worst movie I've ever seen in my life, The Laundromat. And that's on Netflix now. It's Meryl Streep.
The story just
Gary
goes round
Oldman.
And round.
Oh, he's full of the gags today, lads.
Save him for the weekend.
It's Meryl Streep, Gary Oldman, Antonio Banderas.
What? The cast is amazing.
And the movie's so terrible. It's about the Panama Papers. So, like, it's
is that like some kind of spy
events.
Espionage type thing?
Do you remember all the... I don't want to mention anyone in case, like, they didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, well.
It's about all these famous people that were caught with offshore accounts.
Okay.
And avoiding tax. Not evading tax, avoiding tax. And it's about these two lads that got caught for it.
Okay.
And they went to prison and everything.
But it's terrible.
It's terrible because in the same way that I didn't like Deadpool, but I appreciate that other people like Deadpool. But halfway through a storyline, Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas come in and they talk to the camera and try and explain things to you. And then it goes back to a story, but it's a different story about different people. And then it comes back to them two talking to the camera again.
Can't be doing that. It's one of those films.
I just couldn't keep up.
That when suddenly you think, oh God, don't be over because I don't know what's happening. And then the screen goes black and it says directed by. And you're like, no!
And you're like,
you robbed me of this time.
In 2008, these people were convicted of. And you're like, but I don't know who they are or what they did because I couldn't follow. What are you on about?
Well, if anyone else has seen The Laundromat and actually could make sense of it, you can let us know on 087-4100-102.
It's the worst film I ever saw.
Did you watch it with Johnny?
I did, and will I tell you what he said?
Go on.
He's going to kill me. We miss Celebrity X Factor for this.
Come on, Johnny. Look, he works hard. Man of simple pleasures. Let's give him a few cans and Celebrity X Factor.
Happy days.
Who wouldn't be happy with that?
What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Two?
Yeah. Even my kids were throwing things at the screen.
I saw one and went, now, that's enough of that in my lifetime. I don't need to see number two.
I quite liked one.
I saw the My Little Pony feature film there last year, and that was better.
Yeah, much better. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Worst movie I've ever seen is a toss-up between Mulholland Drive and Lost in Translation. I think Lost in Translation wins it. It's literally...
You just hate indie flicks.
I don't hate indie flicks.
You do.
Napoleon Dynamite is one of my favourite movies ever.
Oh yeah,
I love Little Miss Sunshine. I love indie movies if they're good. Those two are the most. I'm not even going to get started. I'm just going to get a beat. I'm just saying I hate them.
You hate films that make you think.
Dude, it make you think. How stupid is this movie? That's all I think. Scarlett Johansson sitting on a bed. Get over yourself.
Feel free. I'd watch that any day of the week.
I would too.
Feel free to add in the worst film you've ever seen. 087-4100-102 for text and WhatsApp. So you can always leave us a voice note if you're like Dave. You're too angry to even type. 087-4100-102.
Thanks, Maria.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
With itsforwomen.ie. Don't live your life on hope.